Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Vida Aquino Fernandez, isa sa founder ng Association of Pinoy Students in Australia o APSA. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Vida.
Hi, magandang umaga, Anne.
Unang-una, nitong Sabado, ang Association of Pinoy Students in Australia or APSA ay magdiriwang ng unang taon na anibersaryo. Pero
yes,
bago natin
tama.
Pag-usapan yung mga detalye ng celebration na yan, paano muna nagsimula ang APSA?
Okay. APSA or Association of Pinoy Students in Australia, bale, na-launch ito last year, December 12. But the foundation was inspired by the true-to-life story of one Filipino international student. So, medyo nakakayok to eh, pero anyway,
because
of her experiences, na-initiate yung APSA in the sense na kasi nung kararating pa lang niya dito, actually before siya dumating with only 4,000 pesos in her pocket and all those, nowhere to go, no support, no friends, ganon. So that's the experience that this particular person had. Kaya from then on, medyo nagkaroon siya ng advocacy na dapat hindi na mangyayari yung ganitong experience sa mga future generation international Filipino students.
Mm. So isa siya sa mga naging founder din?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-mm. At nung nagsimula ang APSA, ilan na yung membro nung nagsimula kayo a year ago?
Actually, ano pa lang, roughly mga 10, not more than 20 active members, basically mga 10 members roughly. Nag-umpisa yan, bale, sa gimmick-gimmick, punta sa park, ganon, to play chess, or pumupunta sa beach, ganon. So that's where it has all started.
So kumbaga, gathering muna. Pero paano kayo nakahikayat ng mga maging members ng APSA?
So after that, through social media actually. Mm-hmm. So finorm namin yung, nag-create kami ng page ng Association of Pinoy Students in Australia, and then like say for example myself, I know international students na Pinoy, ganon, so I'm adding them to the group. Same thing with other members until such time na at the moment we have over 500 na online members, but there are active members na roughly 50 to 70 at the moment.
So madami na yung sa online, ano?
Yes, that's correct.
Nitong nakalipas na November, ang APSA ay isa sa mga naging abala, or you took a big part in the two-day successful celebration of the Philippine Christmas Festival dyan sa Tambalong Park.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-mm. Ito lang ba yung parang isang pinakamalaking event na nangyari sa APSA?
Actually, isa sa big break ito dahil of course na-expose kami sa Filipino community during this event. Pero prior to this, meron na kaming involvement sa other Filipino association na maliliit na communities like sa FACAIS, for example, Filipino Australian Community Association in Eastern Sydney. So previously, nagpi-perform yung mga students ng dance number and so on. Pero syempre, with a small group lang. And then we are also doing, like last time, there's an International Student Award for New South Wales Opera House, ganon, and I have represented the international group sa awarding ng one of our fellow Pinoy, si Abigail Aguilar. Big break for us. But basically, dito sa Philippine Christmas Festival held at Tambalong Park, nagkaroon kami ng massive involvement from the grand parade, involvement sa performances, and also volunteering. So basically, talagang very hands-on kami during that 2 days period ng event.
Mm-mm. Yung bang mga members ng APSA ay mga international students lang o basta may dugong Pinoy?
Basically, yung membership itself na yung mga active members, basically karamihan sa kanila is mga Filipino international students. So sa online group, sa page namin, everyone is welcome. But sa association itself, kasi syempre we will just hold our oath-taking and the actual na legalities and formalities ng group on Saturday. So basically, itong mga kasama is Filipino international students.
At the moment ba, New South Wales lang yung mga estudyante dun sa association mismo?
Doon sa online page, all states are involved.
Okay. I don't know if you are aware, pero early this year, the Filipino International Students Council of New South Wales was also established with the help of the Philippine Consulate Sydney. Would you know the difference of the said student council to APSA?
I was actually told about that because I have a personal talk about this association with one of the advisors.
Mm.
Basically, I have learned that the Filipino International Student is a group of more or less mga scholars from the government. That's why the Philippine Consulate Office has initiated that. Although, glad to say na itong APSA din, one of our advisors will be the consul, si Consul Mar Ford.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, he is also one of those who has initiated yung original na Filipino International Council.
Pero wala naman siguro magiging problema doon because I know both association and the council aim to help international students or Filipino students in Australia.
Yes, that's correct. It's not sort of comparison or competition. Pero for APSA, it's more on what the Filipino international students need. We cater for, like, we have various committees which will be presented also on the on Saturday. So we have education and tutorial committee. We also have sports and recreation. We have APSA care settlement program. So we have various groups na magi-cater sa mga needs ng all Filipino international students.
Mm. Vida, isa ka sa mga founder ng APSA, pero ano ba yung background mo at very passionate ka din sa pagbuo netong association?
Okay, I was one of the international students before who had experienced similar case.
So alam mo kung ano yung pinagdaanan ng isang international student?
Yes, that's right.
And this Saturday, APSA will be celebrating its first year. Aside from the merriments of the event, APSA will also be holding, as you said, the oath-taking of its officers. Can you please name those who will be serving APSA for the next year?
Yes. Okay. Basically, the officers are President Zavira Lau, Vice President Joshua Fernandez, Secretary Erica Marie Reyotita, Treasurer Relyn Donna Faith Pascual, Auditor will be Anne Lorraine Belmonte. Business managers, Luisa Almugela and Jonathan Diona. Public relations officers are Judy Ann Imperial and Renette Tyron Abano. Sergeant at arms, we have Raymond Ang and Ernie Varon. And then we also have various committees. Education and tutorial, we have Desiree Joy Lizeralde and Francis Ryan Orco. For sports and recreation, we have Abigail Medrano and Richard Bernal. For arts and performances, it's Jonah de Guzman, Patricia Malubag, and Leo Aralar. For event or program, we have Hazel Marie Honra and Diane Macarag. For settlement program, it's Jenny Guria and Fatima Aquino. And for APSA care, we have Ivory Viernes. We also have few advisors and myself as one of them. And representing Philomates, it's Jasper Diaz. Representing the Filipino International Student Council, it's Jerome Babate. Representing the Philippine Community Council of New South Wales, it's Alric Bolseco. And the Philippine Consul General, it's Consul Marford.
Mm.
So basically, those were the officers, committee leaders, and advisors of the Association of Pinoy Students in Australia na mag-undergo ng oath-taking on Saturday. And we are lucky that the Philippine Consul General herself, the Honorable Anne Halandron Lewis, will be the officiating officer of this event.
Official na mabibless o mag-oath-taking yung mga officers. At sa susunod na 5 taon, ano yung inaasahan na matupad o magawa ng APSA?
Okay. Siyempre, ang APSA, our advocacy is for sense of belonging. Kaya more or less magkakaroon ng good relationship and camaraderie among the Pinoy international students. And of course, hopefully, yung mga advocacy namin in terms of APSA care, settlement program, and other nature or other yung mga platforms is mapapatupad namin. We have actually this set of officers will be for 2 years, and let's see how it goes after 2 years if we need to magno-nominate or to appoint or elect new officers after this 2 year trial period. And after that, we will be registering our organization to the Philippine Community Council of New South Wales.
Okay. Para doon sa mga bagong dating na mga Filipino international students dito sa New South Wales at sa kabuuan ng Australia, sa mga interesado, paano sila magiging members, actual members?
Yes, firstly, you have to like our page, the Association of Pinoy Students in Australia or APSA sa Facebook. And after that, then when we get your name, then we will have this membership form to be given out. And yes, and there are actually other institutions or organizations or businesses that have given their support, like La Mesa, for example. Any APSA member who will be going to La Mesa, meron silang 10% discount.
So may mga privileges. The
membership number. My privileges to become a member. And it's a free membership, by the way.
Oh, that's good. So I will see you this Saturday. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Vida.
Yes. I'm so excited to see you, Anne. Thank you.
Thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.